Okay, we're back. And just before we got knocked offline, right, I had just finished the fable, The Tortoise and the Hare. And basically, never give up because you never know, your turn will be coming. Now, Walter, good morning again.
Good morning.
I would like for you to give a quick summary of the show that we were actually been saved, right? But give a summary of what we talked about earlier today, and then we're going to segue back into the mental health piece. But
right,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so far we talked about you know, the great young entrepreneur Farrell Gray, who inspires a lot of up and coming African American entrepreneurs with the work he has done at such a young age, going back to when he was just a toddler, being able to work hard and, you know, earn a good income and become the great entrepreneur he is today. And then we went on to the great definition of equality, which we talked about, you know, our viewpoints on today's society and how we need equality for all races and the other ways that we could probably get equality and, you know, the historical roots around the world, the word, and why it's important. So, yeah, that's what we touched on so far.
Oh, okay. And, you know, Mr. Harris, talk about the chain of events that we just experienced today. How would you sum it up?
Well, I would sum it up as using the point that sometimes things don't always work the way we start out to make it happen. But just like the tortoise, you got to stick with it, and you never know what's going to happen unless you try. And, you know, and then, you know, we're going to have ups and downs in life. That's just how the universe works. And, you know, today was just an example of that. And I'm not mad at all.
Okay. That sounds good to me. Now, for anyone who might think that they're suffering or, you know, from a down and not a up, in life, you can dial on your phone 1-800-662-4357. That's 1-800-662-4357. Now, while we may have lost a good number of our panelists, right, we are accompanied by Mr. Harris, Mr. Shelton Harris, and who is our music director extraordinaire. And I do need to say that we definitely appreciate it. Walter is about to go into his next segment of Chain of Events. And Walter, without you asking me, I will read the intro for you. How about that? Curtain is an exposure and analysis of artists and their work behind the curtains of the stage. You see, many recording artists and companies have actually grown rich from the support of the community. But this particular segment looks into and examines what benefits the community has gained from the artist. Curtains is a review and the musical growth and history and the impact of a particular style and genius on the general moods and attitudes of the listening audience. Musical and lyrical consciousness as presented by an artist over a period of time and CD release. Curtain serves best as an introduction to and an exploration of a particular artist's, and this morning, his genius and his involvement in influencing all people's style creativity in the world today. And I have to add in, Walter, when you chose this particular artist, I don't know where, well, you told me, okay, out of the mind of the young genius, our student host, Walter Pierce, good morning again, and take it away.
thank you for that. And now to continue on with my curtain segment for today, we're going to go into Dizzy Gillespie. And famed jazz trumpeter and composer Dizzy Gillespie was born John Burks Gillespie on October 21st, 1917, in South Carolina. He will go on to become one of the most recognizable faces in the jazz music. With his swollen cheeks and signature trumpet bell, as well as one of the most influential figures of jazz and bebop. When he was 18 years old, Gillespie moved with his family to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He joined the Frankie Fairfax Orchestra not long after, and then relocated to New York City, where he performed with Teddy Hale and Edgar Hayes in the late 1930s. Gillespie went on to join Calloway's band in 1939, with whom he recorded Pinkin' the Cabbage, one of the Gillespie's first compositions and regarded by some in the jazz world as his first attempt to bring a Latin influence into his work. From 1937 to 1944, Gillespie's performed with prominent swing bands, including those of Benny Carter and Charlie Barnett. He also began working with musical greats such as Fitzgerald, Earl Hines, Jimmy Dorsey, and Parker around this time. Working as a band leader, often with Parker on the saxophone, Gillespie developed the musical genre known as bebop, a reaction to swing distinct for harmonies and different rhythms. The music of Charlie Parker and me laid a foundation for all music that is being played now. Gillespie said years later, our music is going to be the classical music of the future. In addition to creating bebop, Gillespie is considered one of the first musicians to infuse Afro-Cuban, Caribbean, and Brazilian rhythms with jazz. His work in the Latin jazz genres include A Night in Tocina and other recordings as well. Gillespie's own big band, which performed from 1946 to 1950, was his masterpiece, affording him scope as both soloist and showman. He became immediately recognizable from the unusual shape of his music, with the bell tilted towards at a 45-degree angle, the result of someone accidentally sitting on it in 1953. But to good effect, when he played it afterwards, he discovered that the new shape improved the instrument's sound quality, and then that it incorporated into all his trumpets thereafter. Gillespie's best-known work from this period include the songs Ubop Shabam, Groovin' High, Leap Frog, Salt Peanuts, and Melancholy Baby. In the late 1950s, Gillespie performed with Ellington and others in the Ellington's Jazz Party, 1959. The following year, Gillespie released A Portrait of Duke Ellington, an album dedicated to Ellington, also featuring the work of Juan Chazal, Billy Strayhorn, and Mercer Ellington, the son of legendary musician. Gillespie composed most of his album's recording, including Serenade to Sweden and Johnny Come Lately. Gillespie's memoirs, entitled To Be or Not to Bop, Memoirs of Dizzy Gillespie with Al Frazer, were published in 1979. More than a decade later, in 1990, he received a Kennedy Center Honors Award. Gillespie will pass away January 6, 1993, at the age of 75 in Englewood, New Jersey. And that concludes my segment on Dizzy Gillespie. I used to play the trumpet not too long ago for many years, and, you know, Dizzy Gillespie was always somebody who was brought up when, you know, talking about the trumpet and just how great he was. And that's what I have on Dizzy Gillespie, and I would like to pass it on back to Mr. Richard Bombay for further comments and questions.
Oh, okay. I'm so glad you did that, because I'm going straight to Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris, talk to me about bebop, hip-hop, and its relationship. You know, I had the pleasure of listening to someone from the dance hall Caribbean outlet, Musically, and they said that hip-hop basically started from dance hall music. And I kind of beg to differ when we talk about bebop, hip-hop, and we talk about musical riffs and notes and its relationship to hip-hop. Take it away, Mr. Harris. Help me out here.
Yeah, when it came to the Diz, he was definitely one of my favorite jazz artists. And I got hip to jazz at a very young age, thanks to my uncles and my older cousins and stuff like that. So Diz was definitely part of the mix. And the way I saw it, as far as traditional jazz, like what Duke was doing, our Cab Calloway, it was like a big bang, more of a swing type thing. And everybody was into that, but Diz kind of took it to another place. Once he got hooked up with Charlie Parker, they like went off on the other thing, kind of like what R&B and all that other stuff that we was listening to. And then you got the little hip hop, you know, now and then using the music from the past and incorporated it into the music of the future. I think Dizzy Gillespie was very good at doing that. You know, and I just got to say, when I was very young, like I said, I got hip to jazz very young. I used to go over to the Village Gate. One time I went over there to see Dizzy Gillespie and his small band was over there. It was at his 60th birthday party. And I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying when somebody really like rocks the house. And if you've ever seen the Village Gate, it's like a small venue and everybody in there was on the same vibe. It was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing. It was a night I'll never forget. And whenever it comes up to Dizzy Gillespie in any era, I'm down. You know, he was definitely the Diz.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not afraid to admit that a large part of the information that I've learned about jazz at a young age was being in partnership and friendship with you and actually listening and being educated by you about different artists in the jazz realm. And who knew that Walter, in his long life, had actually played the trumpet? Okay, yeah, that's a crack on you, right, Walter? Let's get Tanisha in here. Tanisha... yeah, and then we're going to come back to Mr. Harris and Walter, right? You know, the sarcasm had to come out. Tanisha, is there anything that you know about jazz, hip-hop, let alone Dizzy Gillespie?
I guess not so much Dizzy Gillespie because that was way before my era. but like you said, everything trickles down from, you know, our ancestors on down, so... They're much appreciated for Dizzy Gillespie. You know, without them, we wouldn't have the hip-hop and the music that we have now, especially reggae and the tunes. And so it's very important, you know, to even understand, you know, how music and how they came up with the ideas to even be so influential into our time. So that's very powerful.
Right. You know, I would go as far as to say it probably wouldn't be any hip-hop if it wasn't ever a bebop. What do you think about that, Mr. Harris?
I believe that everything moves from one era to the next. Call it what you want. It's advancement in the only true American art form. Because you can say what you want about bluegrass and all this other stuff. All this stuff came from somewhere else. The only thing that was created here in this country is our music. And I can never think of anything more creative than that. And I give full. Go ahead. I'm good.
No.
But it's all
finish your statement.
No, I'm saying I give full respect to all of our artists, some sung, some unsung, you know, because Dizzy Gillespie wasn't the only person in hip-hop. He's one of the main people we talk about, I mean, in bebop. You know, just like when they're talking about a lot of the Caribbean music, just because Kool Herc and KRS-One and all these other people that were pioneers in hip-hop came from those type of backgrounds. You know, everybody wants to take credit for the future, but just like Sankofa says, you got to look to the past in order to create the future.
Okay. And that being said, we're going to move to our next song, A Night Walter, listen carefully. A Night in Tunisia. Microphones once again. We want to wrap up our show. And Tanisha, before you chime back in,
right?
I just wanted to you to give us a summary, a summation of what this show has actually, what we've experienced today with this particular show, and what do you think about the overall show today's broadcast? Well, sum it up.
Today was a very good show. It makes you think, how can you truly help your children reach its fullest potential? And how do we, you know, I guess do our own research to, I guess, one, to understand our children and to know what their gifts are and to be able to help them hone into them so they can be very successful and live out their legacy.
Mr. Harris.
Yeah, this is a very good show. Because like Tanisha was saying, it's about support, not just from the parent, but from the whole village to help move our community forward. And anything about the Diz is wonderful to me. And I'm somewhat surprised that Walter came up with the Diz, but I'm glad he did.
So am I. Walter, take it away and close this out. And then after you finish, we're going to give it back to the Diz.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. This is Quest Youth Radio, and Quest Youth Radio is the best.
The best
youth
radio.
Radio.
Absolutely. Yep. Thank you for tuning in once again. And we hand it back over to Dizzy Gillespie with A Night in Tunisia. And finally, thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for allowing us to be part of the platform. Tune to Quest Community Vibrations, Quest Youth Radio.